The scale of the Stargaven slide has unfolded slowly. A fish and game biologist was in the area apparently the morning after the slide on Friday, September 19th, and noticed that Stargaven Creek had been diverted onto the old logging road that is now being used as an all-terrain vehicle trail. Marty Becker is the Watershed Program Coordinator for the Sitka Ranger District. He and other staff went to check on the problem Monday morning.
And then it wasn't until we actually climbed through the initial front of the slide that we actually saw the magnitude of it.
There was not one slide, but three. Two smaller slides across both the north and south forks of Stargaven Creek.
One main slide that came down off the north-facing slope came down, ran approximately a third of a mile down the main channel, and ended up at the Logstringer Bridge, which hung up the main slide.
Becker estimates the area of the main slide to be in the neighborhood of 100 acres, starting in the old-growth timber high on the valley slope and running down through the second growth to the valley floor. Becker says the Sitka District hasn't seen a cluster of slides like this since the mid-1990s in Nakwasina Sound and the Catlan area, which he says are more dynamic systems. The Stargaven slide, Becker says, is pretty extraordinary.
Boy, those freaky events that we have is... It kind of keeps us on our toes.
The Logstringer Bridge in the Stargaven Valley is a lost cause. At the other end of town, Mike Mullen is on the Herring Cove Trail next to a footbridge that his crew is working hard to save.
You know, these guys will get a gap underneath it and we'll get a lot of that material flushed through and we might end up jacking the bridge up and, you know, raising it a couple feet, but... I'm hoping there's no big, once we uncover all the rock and debris, that there's not some big chunks out of it. So I'm hoping it can be saved.
This is the second time this year that the trail has sustained major water damage. All the repairs from last January's flooding have been washed out. Two minor slides have cut the trail. And this footbridge over the stream, while it hasn't moved, is more or less sitting on dry land. Heavy rains over two consecutive weekends in September pushed rocks under the bridge and turned it into a dam. It doesn't look like it will survive another high rainfall event. Mullen says the Forest Service is basically between a rock and a hard place.
The couple events we've had this summer have been a little bit out of the ordinary for sure, but yeah, we're not even in the rainy season, and not that we have a big seasonal crew, but we're losing them in a couple weeks, and obviously Forest Service budgets for maintaining trails is on the decline too, so kind of got a lot of things working against us.
Mullen says the agency will likely have to consider realigning the trail away from the alluvial fan at the base of Bear Mountain Falls into a less dynamic area. Both the Herring Cove Trail and the Stargaven Valley were probably affected by what Marty Becker calls a microburst. Meteorological data for Sitka doesn't indicate rainfall amounts too extraordinary for this time of year, but the rain came hard and fast. What was officially recorded as 3.5 inches of rain at the Sitka Airport on the day the Herring Cove Trail was damaged, Becker says, filled rain gauges in some parts of town to nearly 7 inches. In the Stargaven Valley, the mitigation strategy is uncertain. Three of the Forest Service's coho rearing ponds were lost in the slide. A fourth was almost completely filled with sediment. Two fish culverts have been blown out, and a half mile of stream, several forest test plots, and 300 meters of the ATV trail are just gone. The Forest Service has invested several $100,000 in restoration work in this valley. Becker is not sure to what extent the agency will attempt to undo some of the damage.
Yeah, that's the big question right now. We're going to be sitting down in the next couple days of assessing what we know right now, getting some aerial reconnaissance to see if there's more slides that we haven't seen, and then getting out there probably in the next week or so after we let things stabilize a little more. It's pretty dangerous out there. Things are still shifting around. To actually get a full inventory of what's been damaged, where the main problem areas are, and then just to see what we can actually do.
The last slide of this magnitude around Sitka happened at Redoubt Lake in May of 2013, and two people staying at the Forest Service cabin there managed to escape moments before the mountainside came down. Becker says both slides are comparable in size, but he says the resource damage here is greater because the Redoubt slide was stopped by the lake, And in Stargavin, it just came right down the valley. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.